for her popular book, The Nature Fix, Why Nature Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Creative, Florence Williams traveled the world talking to people who rely on nature to thrive. Along the way, she learned some things about herself and about how to cultivate awe and seek beauty in the midst of her frenetic urban life. Williams was part of Teton County Library's Mountain Story Literary Festival in Jackson. She discussed what she learned with Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Huntington.
Welcome, Florence.
Thanks so much, Rebecca. It's great to be here.
Your book introduced me to one of my favorite new terms, which is forest bathing. Can you tell us what that means?
I learned about forest bathing when I was under assignment for Outside Magazine, and they sent me to Japan. It's called Shinrin Yoku, and that's how it translates. It's really become kind of a Japanese thing because people in Tokyo are kind of the most stressed populations on the planet. You know, they have worked the longest hours. They're really stressed out. And what researchers there have found is that even just a 15-minute stroll in a forest can really help reduce some of these markers of stress. So forest bathing, it doesn't involve, you know, disrobing necessarily. What it really means is engaging all five of your senses, paying attention, being mindful. What are you hearing? What are you feeling? How does the breeze feel against your cheek? You know, what does the moss feel like under your feet? You know, even tasting bark tea, for example. So the Japanese kind of ritualize, they'll drink bark tea as part of their, you know, 15 or 20 minutes outside. And they see these pretty profound effects.
I have to ask, how did the bark tea taste?
It tasted like bark.
Earthy.
Earthy. Yeah.
I have to say, when I finished reading your book, I actually felt, and I'm not exaggerating, a deep pull to get outside immediately.
Oh, that's great. That's just the message I want you to have.
Because the benefits are really so compelling.
Science is able now to kind of look inside people's brains and to measure physiological changes in our bodies that are kind of reflections of our nervous system. You can see how people respond differently if they're in the woods versus, say, walking in a city. Some of the effects that they're seeing, some of the benefits include a drop in blood pressure, a drop in stress hormones like cortisol. And then in kind of more extended visits to nature, scientists are measuring things like an increase in attention span and an increase in, for example, problem solving. So I structure the book really by dose. And you even see some changes in people after 1 minute of gazing up at tall trees. So it's pretty dramatic.
Were you surprised at the amount of science that's out there that is showing us nature has literal impacts on our health and well-being?
I was surprised. I mean, you know, the science has been going on for a while. I would say since the 70s, you know, psychologists really were looking pretty hard at environmental psychology, but it was harder to measure those things. And I think what's happened since then is we've seen, you know, this incredible increase in anxiety among parents, among educators, really among all of us because we feel so tethered to our devices and we know it's having an impact on us. We know we're spending more time inside. So many scientists are fascinated now by what is the antidote? What's the antidote for technological addiction? What's the antidote for sort of indoor-itis? And nature becomes a really logical place to look.
Since the book's come out, has there been any surprising reactions to the book, or do you find yourself finding audiences that you didn't expect?
When I first wrote this book, I was a little worried that, you know, no one would read it because it seemed so obvious to me. I was like, yeah, go outside. It will make you feel better. I thought, duh, everybody already knows this. You know, what am I really adding to the conversation? But it turns out that people really do like having science, you know, to sort of bolster their decisions or to help inform their decisions. And I cannot tell you how many fan letters I get all the time from people saying, wow, I read your book and now I go outside. So there are a lot of people out there who really weren't going outside. And it's really gratifying to me that, you know, I'm helping shift some of those opinions.
I'm talking with Florence Williams, author of The Nature Fix, Why Nature Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Creative. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rebecca. It's been a pleasure.
Time to get outside now.
Let's go for a hike.